This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Who is the civil government? Have you ever asked that question? It is an insightful inquiry, I think. The New Testament says nothing about elections. That is, there is no biblical paradigm required under New Testament times. All we know is that whomever the civil government is, they have been raised up from God. Know what I just said, they. The civil government is not an it. The civil government is not an it, just like the church is not an it, and families are not its. That's important to keep in mind because it will help you understand that civil governments are inherently religious, promoting some type of religious viewpoint. That's because all humans are inherently religious. But it is important to ask who the civil government is. Is it someone who uses force to become dictator? Is it a Senate? Is it a judge? Is it the people? Is it a group of judges? Is it a pope? Is it someone who wins an election? How do we know who's in charge? I will be honest in saying I do not know how we determine who the civil government is. But I know that the powers that be are ordained of God, of which we're told in Romans 13:1. And I know that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Apparently, it doesn't matter how the people comprising the civil government came into being. Now, you know my well-documented positions on civil government. I think the people must disobey unbiblical leaders. Nevertheless, what matters is who the people's God is. At one point, Israel rejected God as their ruler and his judges, and they wanted a king. They wanted a king because the Gentile nations each had a king. The point here is that if the people want God to be their ruler, then he will lift up a righteous ruler. Those righteous rulers are the civil government. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.